Welcome to our August the 6th, 2024 weekly devotional. Our title scripture says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." John 3:17. Yeshua says in Matthew 16:26, "For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" I think there's a lot of things going on that will make people turn their attention to making hard choices, even choices that will cost some their very souls. Tragically, because as noted in John 3:16 and 17, Yahweh truly did the fullest by giving his only begotten Son so men could have salvation. I received the following message from an Instagram post by an Israeli minister and blogger whose Instagram news is unlike what you will get from normal media sources, especially the mainstream cartel that lies and censors things they don't want published. Who would have thought 30 years ago that we would see this kind of misrepresentation from journalists whose job is to expose corrupt institutions and political scoundrels? The Instagram blogger is Amir Tesfari, and if you want accurate Middle East information, especially concerning Israel's involvement in the Mideast war, you can get hourly updates and more from Amir's Instagram site, as listed here on Instagram at Amir Tesfari. His website is beholdisrael.org. He wrote the following: "The world markets are crashing down. The UK is burning. Europe is weak and paralyzed. The Middle East is at war. America is up for yet another election fraud." It's a good day to be reminded of the words God gave to Jeremiah, the Jewish prophet: "The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings." And then be reminded of the good news the Jewish apostle Paul wrote to the church in Rome: "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, 'The just shall live by faith.' For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." This is the end of Amir's post. Yes, there are times when our hearts need searching, especially letting Yahweh's Holy Spirit have free and open access to our hearts and minds. We cannot allow a deceitful heart to mess up our relationship with the only source of salvation and protection we have in these turbulent days. David said, "How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." from Psalms 139:17-24. I recently posted a current events update for August 2024 titled Crisis Ahead. It tells of many things that should cause us to realize we need searched hearts and that we must seek to have favor with the Almighty because nothing else will save us or give us peace. And the closing scripture says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought from afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Truly, God knows our hearts, and He also knows that we should know our hearts, and that sometimes we hold back and don't really confront the things that are in our hearts that are causing us to have separation from His holiness and His presence. It is important for us to remember the times in which we live. As Amir points out, that so many things are crashing down and there are so many places in the world that are being burned down by radicals and people who want to destroy, and communism, Marxism, and Islam, who in their own ways want to destroy everything except their own ideological faults and failures that don't work, but yet they are beholden to. So it is important for us to recognize that we are in a time when we need to be connected spiritually and, as Yeshua said, sanctified with God's truth. His word is truth. So His word can work in us, as it says, He sends forth His word, and it shall accomplish thereunto for which He sent it, and it shall not return void. Thankfully, I believe that that is working in me. God's word is working in me, and it is faithful, and it is surely complete in its reasons for working in my life in certain ways. So I want to be able to be like David and say, search me, O Lord. See if there are any wicked way in me. So I hope that you will see these devotionals as favorable and encouraging, and we wish you the very best and say shalom and amen.